Blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are in the room, and for all those that are on the phone and the dear souls that will be listening to the recording on a later day. We want to welcome everyone to this Blessed Sabbath, this December 13, 2014. This is lesson 106. We are still in Desire of Ages, chapter 22, Imprisonment and Death of John. I want to thank God for also allowing us to be able to have no computer problems after trying so many times to be able to come in, and the Lord still made a way for us to be able to accomplish His work, and I'm praising God mightily. And the opening of our song to begin our children's Sabbath school lesson is taken from Isaiah 43 verses 1 through 2, and it goes like this. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thy passes through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall now overflow thee. When thy walk is through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Amen.
Shabbat blessings, everyone in the room. You are most welcome to use another wonderful, great Shabbat day. I would request everybody to humble himself as it were possible to have in prayer. Our most kind Father, we thank you this evening, this early morning, for making us be able to meet on this Sabbath day. It's yet another good Sabbath that we need to be sanctified over here, be blessed with it, and learn of you. We pray that as we gather together, send the Holy Spirit to guide us, that whatever we shall learn, whatever we shall hear, may find a soft, fertile soil in our hearts that may germinate bear fruit. We pray that may you emulate your characters. May you be light unto the world, that whoever will come across us may be enlightened with the present truth. Lord, I believe we are in the very, very last days of this earth's history. As we fall in this earth, we pray that you guide our steps. We guide our work that they may bring glory unto you. We bring all those who are in darkness, shine unto them that they may understand you. Lord, whoever is going to speak before us, may it be just an avenue to communicate to us the right words from you. We come together. We glorify you, remember our slaves, clean our weaknesses in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us whatever we need and that we have not mentioned, so that we use for your glory. all this is prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 3, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison, for Herodias' sake, his brothers Philip's wives." This week, boys and girls, we begin a new chapter, number 22, in our lesson entitled, Imprisonment and Death of John, in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Fabula. Mark 6:18, "For John had said unto Herod, Is it not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife?
Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not."
Mark 6:20, and it reads, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly." And John 1:27, it says, "He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." And continuing on John 1:29, it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen."
Luke 7:19, "And John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?"
Continuing Luke 7:20, "When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?"
Luke 7:21, "And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight."
Great job, dear ones. So today we will cover pages 214 through 216. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, Bubble up.
The best blessings once again. We are reading from the Devil Ages, page 214. And here it reads, "John the Baptist had been first in heralding Christ's kingdom, and he was first also in suffering. From the free air of the wilderness and the vast throngs that had hung upon his words, he was now shut in by the walls of the dungeon cell. He had become a prisoner in the fortress of Herod Antipas, in the territory east of Jordan, which was under the dominion of Antipas. Much of John's ministry had been spent. Herod himself had listened to the preaching of the Baptist. The dissolute Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy. And when he had him, he did many things and had him gladly. John dealt with him faithfully, denouncing his iniquitous alliance with Herodias, his brother's wife. For time, Herod feebly thought to break the chain of lust that bound him, but Herodias fastened him the more firmly in her toil, and found revenge upon the Baptist by inducing Herod to cast him into prison.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 214. The life of John has been one of the active labor, and the gloomy inaction of his prison life weighed heavily upon him. As the week after week passed, bringing no charge and despondency and doubt creep over him, his disciples did not forsake him. They were allowed access to the prison, and they brought him tidings of the works of Jesus, and he told how the people were flocking to him. But they questioned why, if this new teacher was the Messiah, he did nothing to effect John's release. How could he permit the faithful Herod to be deprived of liberty and perhaps life? Desire Ages 214, paragraph 2. Amen.
Question, boys and girls, who had been the first in heralding Christ's kingdom, and what had his life been like? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is John the Baptist. He was first also in suffering, and one of the active labor of the gloom and inaction of his prison life weighed heavenly upon him.
Amen.
Let's learn a beautiful scripture song from the book of John, dear ones.
Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare the place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am. John 14:1-3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in the room. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is page 215.
Desire of Ages, page 215. These questions were not without effect. Doubts which otherwise would never have arisen were suggested to John. Satan rejoiced to hear the words of these disciples and to see how they bruised the soul of the Lord's messenger. Oh, how often those who think themselves the friends of a good man and who are eager to show their fidelity to him prove to be his most dangerous enemies. How often, instead of strengthening his faith, their words depress and dishearten. Desire Pages, page 215, paragraph 1.
Amen. And continuing with the reading, like the Savior's disciples, John the Baptist did not understand the nature of Christ's kingdom. He expected Jesus to take the throne of David, and as time passed and the Savior made no claim to kingly authority, John became perplexed and troubled. He had declared to the people that in order for the way to be prepared before the Lord, the prophecy of Isaiah must be fulfilled. The mountains and hills must be brought low, the crooked made straight, and the rough places plain. He had looked for high places of human pride and power to be cast down. He had pointed to the to the Messiah as the one whose fan was in his hand and who would thoroughly purge his floor, who would gather the wheat into his garner and burn up the chaff and with unquenchable fire. Like the prophet Elijah, in whose spirit and power he had come to Israel, he looked for the Lord to reveal himself as a God that answers by fire. Desire of Ages, page 215, paragraph 2. Amen.
Question, boys and girls. What do the friends of a good man who are eager to show their fidelity often prove themselves to him, and who did not understand the nature of Christ's kingdom? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is his most dangerous enemies. Instead of strengthening his faith, they were depressed and
disheartened.
And the Savior's disciples, as well as John the Baptist, they expected Jesus to take the throne of David.
The Savages, page 215. And in his mission, the Baptist had told as a fear reprover yes. of iniquity, but in high place and in low, he had dared to face kings and king ever with a plain rebuke of sin. He had not counted his life dear unto himself, that he might fulfill his appointed work. And now from his dungeon he watched for the lion of the tribe of Judah to cast down the pride of the oppressor and to deliver the poor and him that cry. But Jesus seemed to content himself with gathering the disciples about him and healing and teaching the people. He was eating at the table of the Republican, while every day the Roman yoke rested more heavily upon Israel. While King Herod and his vile paramour worked the will, the cry of the poor and suffering went up to heaven. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 216. To the desert prophet, all this seemed a mystery beyond his famine. There were hours when the whisperings of demons tortured his spirit, and the shadow of a terrible fear crept over him. Could it be that the long hoping for deliverer had not yet appeared? Then what meant the message that he himself had been impelled to bear? John had been bitterly disappointed in the result of his mission.
Desire of Ages, page 216. He had expected that the message from God would have the same effect as when the law was read in the days of Josiah and Israel.
Second Chronicles
chapter 34. Nehemiah chapter 8 and 9. That there would follow a deep seated work of repentance and returning unto the Lord. For the success of this mission, his whole life had been sacrificed. Had it been in than
vain.
Vain. That was my son.
Question, boys and girls. How had the Baptist stood in his mission? And how did the desert prophet in his self-consider all this beyond his phantom? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is, as a fearless reprover of iniquity, both in high places and in low. And the mystery, there were hours when the whispering of demons tortured his spirit, and the shadow of a terrible fear crept over him.
Continuing with the reading, Desire of Ages, page 216. John was troubled to see that through love for him, his own disciples were cherishing unbelief in regard to Jesus. Had his work for them been fruitless? Had he been unfaithful in his mission, that he was now cut off from labor? If the promised deliverer had appeared and John had been found true to his calling, would not Jesus now overthrow the oppressor's power and set free his herald? Desire of Ages, page 216, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 216. But the Baptist did not surrender his faith in Christ. The memory of his voice from heaven and the descending of the dove, the sparkling purity of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit that had rested upon John as he came into the Savior's presence, and the testimony of the prophetic scripture all witness that Jesus of Nazareth was the promised one. Amen. Desire of Ages 2:216, paragraph 3. Amen.
John would not discuss his doubts and anxieties with his companions. He determined to send a messenger of inquiry to Jesus. This he entrusted to two of his disciples, hoping that an interview with the Savior would confirm their faith and bring assurance to their brethren. And he longed for some word from Christ spoken directly to himself. That's it. In verse 2, 4. The disciples came to Jesus with their message. And though he that should come called him for another.
Question, boys and girls. What had rested upon John as he came into the Savior's presence? And what would John not discuss with his companions? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is the voice from heaven and the descending dove, the spotless purity of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and his doubts and anxieties, but rather he determined to send a message of inquiry to Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 216. The Savior did not once answer the disciples' question. As they stood wondering at his silence, the sick and afflicted were coming to him to be healed. The blind were groping their way through the crowd, diseased ones of all classes, some urging their own way, some borne by their friends, were eagerly pressing into the presence of Jesus. The voice of the mighty healer penetrated the deaf ear. A word, a touch of his hand, opened the blind eyes to behold the light of day.
The scenes of nature, the faces of friends, and the face of the deliverer. Jesus rebuked disease and banished fever. His voice reached the ears of the dying, and they arose in health and vigor. Paralyzed demoniacs obeyed his word. Their madness left them, and they worshipped him. While he healed their diseases, he taught the people, the poor, the peasants, and laborers, who were shunned by the rabbis as unclean, gathered close about him, and he spoke to them the words of eternal life. Amen. This is Desire of Ages, page 216, paragraph 7.
Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did the Savior not at once answer the disciples' question, "Art thou he that should come?" If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear ones.
The answer is, as they stood wondering at his silence, the sick and afflicted were coming to him to be healed. A word, a touch of his hand opened the blind eye to behold the light of day. The scenes of nature, the face of friends, and the face of the deliverer. All they witnessed gave the answers.
Isn't that wonderful, little ones, that as the Lord taught them the word, also the works of the Savior were seen all around him as a witness of who he was. So let's learn a beautiful song, dear ones, how to help prepare the way for the Lord's second coming. So this is the work that we must do, very similar to the ones that John the Baptist had to do. So just remember, let's prepare the way of the Lord that he may come. And the song goes like this.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way for his kingdom. His path we must bear, for the time is here to prepare the way so the Lord can come. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Declare ye the day of his coming. Our voices will raise as we sing his praise. Oh, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Love one another, the prophet said. Bear one another's sorrow. Care for the poor and forgive every sin. Wash, for the Lord comes tomorrow. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, share the good news of his gospel. The day is at hand, let the faithful stand and prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Amen. So we have just finished the first part of the children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the second part to gather all the little ones for a story time. This section of our story was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate, or a lawyer, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The Lord Jehovah did not deem or consider the plan of salvation complete while invested only with his own love. By his appointment, he has placed at his altar an advocate or a lawyer clothed with our nature as our intercessor, that is, someone who asks God to pardon our sins. Christ's office work is to introduce us to God as his sons and daughters. That's a real nice thought. Christ has pledged or promised himself to be our substitute and surety. That means he takes our punishment, and he neglects no one. There is an inexhaustible fund of perfect obedience accruing from his obedience. That means he obeyed God's law and is willing to help us to obey it also. In heaven, his merits, or the record of his obedience, his self-denial, self-sacrifice, are treasured as incense to be offered up with the prayers of his people. As the sinner's sincere, humble prayers ascend to the throne of God, Christ mingles with them the merits of his own life of perfect obedience. That means Jesus shows God his perfect record of obedience instead of our sinful record. Our prayers are made fragrant by this incense. Children, do you know what fragrance is? It's like a perfume. It makes things smell good. Did you know that our sins stink to God? Did you ever smell a stinky dog that someone gave a bath to and later he smelled good? Well, that's what Jesus does for us. He washes us up. Christ has pledged or promised himself to intercede in our behalf. That means Jesus asks God to forgive our sins. And the Father always hears his Son. This is the mystery of godliness. That Christ should take human nature and by a life of humiliation elevate or raise man in the scale of moral worth with God. That he should carry his adopted nature to the throne of God and there present his children to the Father. To have conferred upon or given to them an honor exceeding, that means greater than, that conferred upon angels. This is the marvel or the wonder of the heavenly universe, the mystery. Do you know what a mystery is? It is something hard to understand until somebody helps explain it to you. This is the mystery into which the angels desire to look. This is love that melts the sinner's heart. He who could not see human beings exposed to destruction without pouring out his soul unto death to save them from eternal ruin will look with pity and compassion upon every soul who realizes that he cannot save himself. That's us. We can't save ourselves. Christ is our advocate. Do you remember what an advocate is? It is a lawyer, someone who defends you. In this powerful, hearty recognition or demonstration of God's love, take the hand of Christ, hold it fast. His hand holds you much firmer than you can hold his hand. And again, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate or a lawyer with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, dear Brother Gray. We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. We want to thank all the dear family and the little ones and even mommies and daddy to participate in the reading. So next week, we will continue with part two of this study entitled Imprisonment and Death of John in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel as possible, as far as possible, but more importantly, if we could all bow our hearts and our mind and give God some time to just come before his throne in prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to have traveling mercies to get here safely. Thank you for protecting us and keeping us and guiding us throughout the week and for keeping us safe from all dangers seen and unseen. Lord, thank you also for the victory that we, the little victory, but it is a victory nonetheless that we had over the technical issues this morning, dear Father, that we could still be able to be with everyone and have this children study by your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done in all of our lives, each and every one of us, because you know us by name. You know our situations, and you know, dear Father God, that if we are faithful and we are patient enough to wait on you, that we will overcome. Please continue to be with us throughout this Sabbath day, dear Father. Continue to open up our hearts and our minds and our ears so that your words of truth may be planted deeply, and let it not just be there, but to grow and manifest that we may show the world your light. Please be with each and every one of us that are here today, those that are listening over the phone, and those who will be listening to the recording at a later time. Thank you for all that you have done. We love you more than words can say. In no other name than your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Stand and agree with me in that prayer. Beautiful. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be December 20, 2014, we will continue with part 2 of chapter 22, Imprisonment and the Death of John. Hope and pray that all the dear family are blessed by the study, and may you all continue growing in grace. We have prepared also activities for the family to be able to enjoy and be familiar with all the words and also the verses that were shared during the study. May you all have a blessed Sabbath and a blessed rest of the day. God bless everyone.